Today, Thursday, the last Thursday of November, there is a legal celebration called Thanksgiving. In a previous year, we touched upon turkey in general, being that turkey is an oif, and oifus need a mesira. Does turkey have a mesira? Does it need a mesira? That was a discussion for itself. And Be'ez Hashem W. Shir this morning by Rabbi Loki, big expert in Oifus and in Mesira, elaborating more on it. Concerning the holiday, it's understandable that it's usher for a Yid to connect in any way, in any form, to an holiday that has to do with religious aspects. For example, Xmas and those type of holidays, it's usher. I would like to elaborate in this morning's shir, Medivri Apoiskim, if this is also applicable to other legal holidays. For an example, today, to Thanksgiving, being that seemingly it's not of a religious nature, and Memela could be it's not usher to partake. In the course of our discussion this morning, there are going to be two points to clarify. Number one, is it mutter to make a Thanksgiving dinner or to join a festive meal in honor of the day, in honor of Thanksgiving? Number two, since there's a custom to serve turkey, is it permissible to eat turkey, not making a festive meal, but just a regular supper tonight, dinner? Could you serve turkey tonight, Thursday, on Thanksgiving? Now, Thanksgiving in general, these are very interesting discussion. Mikotze el kotze, in the, so to speak, gedoyle poiskeis maneinu, I would like to read from Rav Avigdor Miller. Rav Avigdor Miller goes very strongly that Thanksgiving is connected to Avodah Zarah. And being that it's connected to Avodah Zarah, it's usher to make a Thanksgiving festival, it's usher to be mishtatif, and it's even usher just to eat turkey. And he calls that, even just eating turkey at a supper, at dinner, is avizrayt Avodah Zarah. Anything that you're doing different from one day to the next, which means today, why are you eating turkey today? Listen, if you have every Thursday night turkey, okay, so you have every Thursday night, but if you're eating turkey tonight because of Thanksgiving, that's avuzraya d'avodah zarah, it's aser, aser. I would like to just read one of two of the Rabbi Avigdor Miller, which is quoted from tapes, and this one is a Thursday night shir 529. What's my opinion of Jews eating turkey on Thanksgiving? So, says Rabbi Avigdor Miller, what's my opinion of going to church on Thanksgiving? I've consulted three encyclopedias. Each one states as follows. Thanksgiving is a church holiday. Forget about the legal holiday. Forget about the American holiday. It's a church holiday, and it's made for the purpose of going to church and holiday services. I don't ask Gedolim about Thanksgiving. I ask Goyim what Thanksgiving is. And three kosher Goyim wrote in encyclopedias that Thanksgiving is a church holiday. They're my poskim. So, says Rabbi Avigdor Miller, it's Avodah Zarah. Just to quote one other place as well. What would the Rav say that our attitude should be towards the holiday of Thanksgiving? So he says our attitude to the same thing he asks, it's Avodah Zarah. And not only it's Avodah Zarah to make and to do, to join as well, and to eat turkey, my humble opinion would be Avizrayud Avodah Zarah. And a person will be over the actual of Avodah Zarah and is included in Yehorig Val Yaver, and that will mean that you must be willing to give up your life before celebrating Thanksgiving with a turkey dinner. A person should do anything rather than participate in celebrating Thanksgiving because it's like celebrating any other Gentile religious day. So that's the Shita of Rev Avigdor Miller. Rev Hotner in Igeres Eksavim also goes that it's Avodah Zarah, the same thing. He writes about it, that it's Avodah Zarah. who matin covered otzam al vaydizara milsa de pshita. And anyways, he says that it's aser. Though Rav Huttner speaks a little bit and says, he brings in about Eva, which is interesting because Eva, even if it would be applicable for the Raisa, it's not a gay by Avodah Zarah, and he says every situation is different. That's the tzad to say that it's aser. Me'idoch, these are series of tshuvas from Rav Moshe, and we'll try to clarify as best as possible. In a tshuva on Yeridea, Chelik Dalet, Simon Yer Aleph, Oiz Dalet, over there Rav Moshe says that it's mutter. Rav Moshe says that it's mutter. It's mutter to participate, to be meshtatef, or maybe even to make a Thanksgiving dinner. And it's also mutter to eat turkey. One thing he says very clearly, it's aser to, if somebody's doing it, he's allowed to do it b'toyrus agav, like a by the way. He'll do it, okay, tonight, you know, it's a day off, let's celebrate, even if he's celebrating Thanksgiving. It's mutter, but not that if it's a kavua diga thing that he has to do it. If it's kavua, even 1 year's aser, and if it's not kavua, which means, okay, you know, let's do it this year. Then even if he does it again next year, and then the following year, as long as it's not kavua, that he puts it a day in the calendar, that would be aser. You're not allowed to add, you're not allowed to add a yomtif, lahavdol this, you're not allowed to add a day to celebrate. But if you do it, b'toyrus agav, says Rav Moshe, it's mutter. First of all, he argues it's not avodah zarah. It's not avodah zarah. And as we're going to see soon a little more about it, he says it's not even chukas agoy. Even if it's not avodah zarah, there's an iser of going in the ways of a goy, which that's a miktsaya for itself. We're not going to go into it very deeply, but we learned this in the night koilel, in a summer's mom we went through. There's a big discussion. When you say chukas agoy, so Rav Moshe says that it's mutter. I'll just read you a line in the tshuva. Loi matzinu baze iser lav ba'asiyas simcha besuda. In other words, he's no iser, no lav to make a celebration a suda. Veloi ba'achilas tarnagal ahoydu. And so too, there's no iser of also eating the turkey. However, In a different tshuva, Rav Moshe says that it's aser. Rav Moshe says that it's aser. This tshuva is in our Chaim Chelek Hei Simen Chaf Oizvav, and Rav Moshe says that it's aser. But he says V'loy K'moshe Eilu Shetoyim, that it's avodah zarah, like we mentioned in the beginning of the shiur, that the iser is the iser avodah zarah. Because he says, it's true, it could be they give shvach, but avodah zarah is not, the holiday is not for avodah zarah. However, says Rav Moshe, that it's aser, altzbuchukai seim leiseilechu. Elomah, he says, not that it's aser because avodah zarah, you can look and see inside the lashon, they don't bring karbonis, and it's not for einam l'avodah zarah. But says Rav Moshe, Ela shema she'aser lasai simcha lechvoid yoim zeh, hu medin u b'chukai seyem leiseilechu. This is iser. Af she'in zeh choyk l'avodah zarah, which this goes into when you do say that it's a b'chukai seyem leiseilechu, Ela choyk hevel ushtos ba'alma, still it's aser. It's aser. Being that it's aser al tzchukas agoy, it would be aser to do even one time, right? Even just this year, somebody today is in the mood to do it. Not that he does it ba'ofen kavua, just randomly he's going to do it today. It's going to be aser because it's tzchukas agoy. So we have one tshuva, the first tshuva we mentioned, Rav Moshe says that it's mutter. It's mutter. Clearly, the Lashon, it's mutter, sai, to celebrate and sai to eat turkey. The next one, he says that it's aser, but Al-Kaponim, he says that it's aser to celebrate. To celebrate, it's aser. So, of course, you'll all ask me, L'chayr, this is astira. L'chayr, it's astira. Is it mutter or is it aser? At least to celebrate. So, there's a third tshuva. There's a third tshuva in Yeridei Chelek Dalet Simen Yud Beis, which is actually pretty close to the first tshuva. And he himself asks in the tshuva, he says, first I write, one place I write that he's ikabazeh issa de lav chukasem lo yisalechu, and then another place that, and there is an isser. So he says in the stira, it's like this. He says, he explains the two tzadim, and he says that sad to say why it's aser chukas agoy, because lamais it's milsa b'loy taima, and meila it's nichlal in the chukas agoy meidach to be mater, even though it's milsa b'loy taima. In other words, it's done stamazoy, but lamais it's not connected to avoy dezara. So to be very clear, one place Ramosha says it's mutter, one place it's aser. So Lamaisa says, Ramosha concludes in this tshuva, as well as even the tshuva that he says that it's aser, the gam be'isser zeh einoy barer. So Lamaisa, it's so to speak, one place he says mutter, one place is aser. He says that it's not so clear to aser. This is a discussion in regard to celebrating, but to eating turkey already, stop to eat turkey, that would be a lot leichter lehatter. So what we have over here so far is we have the tzad that it's avodah zara. That's the first tzad. The holiday is avodah zara, just like other holidays that are not just a legal holiday. It's connected to avodah zara, and if it's connected to avodah zara, it's aser not everywhere, not one time, not even just to do it one time, agav, and it's aser even to eat turkey on Thanksgiving without celebrating. Then mi'idach we see Ramosha, these others also. Ramanasha Klein has a tshuva which he wrote, and then he said he didn't know that Ramosha already spoke about it, but also goes that it's not avodah zara. However, even though it's not avodah zara, and therefore you don't have avuzrayd avodah zara lagabi eating the turkey, and you don't have Yoharuk Val Yaver, but there's definitely a discussion and a question what to speak about in regard to Chukas Hagoy. And Mamela, even it's to say Mamish it's Aser, he says you can't say it's Aser. Ramosha takes this a step further and goes in and discusses in a different tshuva what's about making a simcha, a Yiddish simcha, on a legal holiday. So he says it depends what type of legal holiday and what type of simcha. Again, Atkan, told now, we spoke about celebrating the holiday, the legal holiday itself. So we said, when it comes to Xmas and holidays that are connected to Avodah Zarah, there's nothing what to talk about. It's Aser. It's Aser. It's connected to Avodah Zarah. A holiday like today, Thanksgiving, Rabbi Avigdor Miller says it's connected to Avodah Zarah. Others say it's not, and then it goes into question if you can celebrate it, if it's Chukas Hagoy to celebrate the legal holiday. What's about celebrating, making one's simcha, a Yiddish simcha you want to pick that day? It could be a simcha that falls out that day anyways, and then there's a simcha that you want to pick. You can make it a vart, so you would rather make a vart in a night that it's a day of a legal holiday, people are off from work. Says Ramosha the following: if it's a holiday that's connected to Avodah Zarah, Xmas, Easter, that are have to do with Avodah Zarah. So he says like this: if it's Bekavana that you're doing, picking that day, it's Aser. I'm not sure if Bekavana means Kavana, does it mean you're picking because you want to do it on a day of a holiday, or Bekavana just because convenience. You want to Dafka pick today, make a Vart, and make it on December 25th, people are off. Is that what is Aser? It's Mamish because you're Kavana, you want to pick it Ke'ilu because relevant, connecting to the holiday. But says Ramosha, even shloi bekavana, it's also aser, which means stam you're picking a date, and stam not because you want to pick that day, stam you put that a date, and that day was a day that works out, he says nisuin, a wedding, or a sudas bar mitzvah, which is interesting. Sudas bar mitzvah, I would think, is really something like a boy bayon, you want to do it that day. But if you just pick up a day and that day comes out to be December 25th, that's also asa, says Rav Moshe, because of marasayin. As opposed to if there's a bris, and the bris falls out to be, the eighth day falls out to be December 25th. So over there, Sai you're not doing a bekavana, and Sai is no maris ayin. So of course it's mutter. A bris, I think he says a pidyon aben as well, then it would be mutter. Otherwise, you're not allowed to use a day of a legal holiday that's connected to avodah zarah. However, says Rav Moshe, when it comes to holidays like Thanksgiving and New Year's, he says, ain't lasser medina. That's not aser. Ain't lasser medina, a person can pick those days. Meaning to say is, we're talking about, let's say, a chasana to make that day. Avo bal nefesh, says Rav Moshe, bal nefesh should be machmer, not to make a simcha on a day, even on a legal holiday, bal nefesh yesh lachmer. Just to add on to this, I had the schust opportunity when I went through this a little while back, and I wanted to clarify between the different shuvas of Rav Moshe. So I spoke to Rav Luth, Zechreinu Livracha, and he told me that if, let's say, a person's scheduling a wedding, and the only night available is this Thursday night of Thanksgiving, to say, if not, we'll have to wait another 2 months. B'chahai Gavna, you don't have a Baal Nefesh. You don't have Baal Nefesh Yachmer. The same thing he said also is to make a convention. Is also, you don't have Baal Nefesh Yachmer. So just to sum it up, what we spoke this morning, we have very clearly, it's Aser. When it comes to a legal holiday, it's connected to Avodah Zarah, is Aser to celebrate their holiday. If it's not connected to Avodah Zarah, which there's a discussion if Thanksgiving is connected, but if it's not connected, there is a Nidun, if there's an Isser Lav of Chukis Agoy. And then we said, in general, about celebrating a Simcha on the day of a legal holiday, if it's a holiday of Avodah Zarah, a person should really refrain whatever he could, which means if it falls out that day, you do it. To be pick that day, it's Aser. And even if it falls out, it's a Marasayin. But if it's a legal holiday not connected to Avodah Zarah, it's about Nefesh, Yachmer. Have a wonderful day.